ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
We are diving into the world of science with Dr. Jack Ryan from ABC Science, stepping in for RN Science editor Jonathan Webb while he's in Chile looking at an extremely large telescope. Good morning, Jack.
Ah, thanks for having me back, PK.
Let's deal with this brain teaser. If you missed it, here it is, so you know what we're talking about. Our riddle is this. Once I'm 24, twice I'm 20, three times I'm inappropriate. What am I? What's the answer?
Did you get it, PK?
No.
The answer is...
But I didn't try. I've got to make it clear.
That's okay.
Knee-deep in my stories.
The answer is the letter X. So X is the 24th letter of the alphabet. Two X's is 20 in Roman numerals. And then three X's, well, you know, that's a bit spicy, PK.
I get the inappropriate bit now, yeah.
Maybe four X's a beer. We could have added that as well. But we had a bunch of smart listeners get that one first. Pete, Keely, Sean, well done to all our very smart listeners.
Very smart. Yeah, absolutely. All right, get into the stories now. In the jungles of the Cyclops Mountain in Indonesia, scientists have made a pretty remarkable discovery. An animal that was, well, they thought it was extinct for the last 60 years, but what? No? What's happening?
Yeah, this one's a delightful story, PK. I was born in 1989, so I wasn't alive when this thing was last seen. I know you weren't either, PK, don't get me wrong.
That's right.
And the thing I really love about this story is, like, scientists kind of got their Welcome to New York moment. They were overwhelmed by the sight of this thing when they first saw it. So what they were doing, they were basically staring at this, you know, blank space on their trail cams, and then suddenly an Attenborough's long-beaked echidna appeared. And this is an echidna named after, you know, everyone's favourite naturalist, Sir David Attenborough, of course. And it's just, it's weird. It's a weird and wonderful critter. It has style, PK. It's like a little bit anteater, a little bit hedgehog, a lot, you know, don't touch. And it's also a monotreme, so an egg-laying mammal. And there's only four of those left in the world. This is the most critically endangered monotreme. So it's a major find.
It is a major find. So... do we know how many are out there and what the future looks like for them?
Not really. I mean, and that's the wonderful and scary thing here, I think. Like, you know, this thing just appeared out of the woods and sort of came back into a scientist's minds for the first time in over half a century, right? So basically, we're just sort of waiting for it all to sort of shake out a bit. Maybe further surveys could reveal a little bit more. Maybe we'll be able to find a little bit more. But, you know, it's kind of funny that all that you had to do was just stay and watch for 4 weeks and this thing finally appeared.
That's pretty cool. Okay, so how many are out there? Do we know what sort of more details are we able to ascertain?
Yeah, well, the problem with the anteater, the echidna rather, is that, you know, it only really comes out of its burrows during the mating season. So until they sort of crawl out and shake it off a bit, they're very hard to find. And I mean, if we want to go find more, this is in like a really, really dense part of the jungle, sort of near the Papua New Guinea Indonesian border. And actually, the scientists used a lot of like local knowledge from local communities. I believe it's the, well, I'm blanking on the name. I think it's the Yongsu Sapari community nearby who sort of helped the scientists find where these echidnas might be.
Ah, that's excellent. Okay, let's talk about another story. Kind of from the ocean to the sky now. NASA's James Webb Space Telescope turned its attention towards an unusual planet this week, WASP 107b. What's this?
Yeah, so I think one of the cool things about NASA's telescope, right, we get to see all these beautiful, beautiful images. But, of course, at the end of the day, it's a telescope that can reveal so much about so far back in time, and it can reveal a lot about planets, exoplanets, planets that are outside of our solar system. And this planet is a place where it rains sand. Now, I know places in the universe where it rains like lead, but sand is kind of a new one. So this planet is this kind of dusty, hazy planet full of like, really extreme winds, scorching temperatures, and in fact, apparently it smells like burnt matches, which, you know, that kind of gets in your nostrils a bit.
Oh, yeah, that's really going to get in your nostrils. So,
well, if you could smell it, of course we can't smell it, but we think from based on the chemistry that it would smell like that.
Yeah, okay. So how is James Webb able to analyse planetary atmospheres? I mean, that's a pretty, it's remarkable, really.
Yeah, it is. And it's really just all about the light, PK. So essentially, the telescope will focus on a star. It can't actually see this planet all the way out, you know, I think it's about 200 light years from Earth, WASP 107b. And so it waits for the star's light to dim just slightly. And that kind of suggests that a planet has moved in front of the star. But this slight dimming also gives us like a clean line of sight to assess that light in fine detail. And assessing that light gives us details about the atmosphere. It's kind of like a mind-blowing concept, but James Webb can do this better than, you know, pretty much every other telescope out there. And the data that's coming back, I mean, it's like a wonderland for scientists. They're seeing things that they've never had the chance to look at before. And I can tell you, I mean, they're only going to find more of this stuff, right?
Yeah, well, you'd think so.
I hope so.
You'd think they're on a winner. Jack, thanks for coming on.
No problems. Thanks so much, PK.
Dr. Jack Ryan is a science and tech reporter here at the ABC. For more on the latest science and to catch up on the Brain Teaser each week, make sure you're following the ABC Science on Facebook, and you are listening to ABC RN Breakfast.